Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. I don't really know where to start. First of all, we're joined now by writer Dean Weingarten. How you doing, sir?
Hi, I'm doing very well, thank you.
Let's talk about Shinzo Abe.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I've seen, have you ever seen, like, they have gun ranges in Japan. Did you know that?
I did know that. I've never been to one, but I've talked to people who have been there.
Well, the guns are suspended from a piece of high tensile cable, and they hang in the gun lanes. So you have to pick whichever gun you want to go shoot, and then you never really fully control the gun because it is hanging, basically, but you do get enough control over it to pull the trigger on it. But other than that,
yeah,
with the exception of lawbreakers, who I don't know how they would get guns into... Yeah, I guess smuggling a real gun into Japan would be hard, but it can't be impossible.
Well, it's not that hard, because there's so many thousands of fishing boats that go out every day, and the Philippines is not that far away, and they have a world-class black market in handguns there in the Philippines.
Yep.
So, you know, for a few Philippines go out to take guns out on fishing boats and to meet other people who are going to Japan that came out on fishing boats, and then to try to control that, really hard. So I know that there are guns from the Philippines that get smuggled into Japan. But there just isn't much of a market for them. People are very afraid because the penalties are so high. So it does... do go there, usually end up in the hand of organized crime there, the Yakuza. So that's what we see.
I saw in the video that I saw, I would love to know what the propellant was, because it was really smoky. Apparently it was really effective, but it was really smoky.
Yeah, it produced white smoke, very much like black powder.
Right.
My best guess is probably homemade black powder. Isn't that hard to make. Lots of high school kids have made homemade black powder, and it works well enough for this kind of incident. There's plenty of fireworks in Japan. It's also possible, like with the Boston Marathon, that he was able to buy a lot of fireworks and take it apart to get the propellant in the fireworks and use those. But my guess would be homemade black powder. Just not very difficult to do. And it's probably the most dangerous of the whole situation for him is making the propellant, because lots of people have gotten hurt and burned making homemade propellant. I have examined pictures that I could find on the internet of the firearm that he used. It appears to be a double-barreled, muzzle-loaded black powder firearm fired by electrical means. And I know quite a bit about this because I made several examples of this about 40 years ago as proof of principle. And it's a very simple firearm to construct because it's much easier to make a mechanism to ignite black powder with an electrical source than it is to make a percussion mechanism. And a 9-volt battery was sufficient power to work on the 40-year-old designs that I did, and a 4-pack of AA batteries also worked very well. And simple galvanized water pipe is plenty strong enough for a few shots of black powder. And I wouldn't recommend that you make a gun like this for heavy service. One of the problems is that black powder tends to be rather corrosive. And because you've got pipe threads and you're putting caps on, it can get into the threading and gradually corrode it if you don't take it apart and clean it every single time. And then the corrosion on the threads could lead to a catastrophic failure eventually. As an ignition source, I used model airplane glow plugs, although there's many other ways you can do it, and a lot of those are detailed. And those glow plugs would eventually fail as the black powder corrosion got into them, and they would blow out the central element, and that was a hazard as well. My guns were made with shelving support for the main structure instead of a board as he used, and then instead of black electrical tape, I used hose clamps. But otherwise, very similar design. They for a few shots, if you're making a gun for emergencies or for crime, they're absolutely sufficient. Mine were 45 caliber, and I made a 45 caliber 4-shot muzzle-loading pistol that you could easily conceal for about $12 worth of materials, and it took me about 12 hours to make it.
So, do we know what this guy used for his projectiles?
That is a fascinating question, and I don't know. There's no way, you know, I wasn't in the surgery room when they recovered projectiles from former Prime Minister Abe, and so I don't know, but one of the common type of projectiles that would be used would be like ball bearings.
Right. That was my
ball
fault.
Bearings, you could probably put 15 or 20 of them in each barrel and gun like this. I wonder if he used single projectiles with a wad, however, because I haven't heard any indication that anybody else was hit. And if you use something equivalent to a buckshot, it's hard to get all of those to just impact on one person.
Right.
So I'm wondering if he might have used a single projectile, which could be a large ball bearing. You could, or it's easy enough to mold lead or even hammer lead into a roughly spherical form. But I don't know. It will come out eventually, but I couldn't make out any projectiles in flight or after they hit the PM. But these firearms are perfectly capable, and as this case shows, they can be deadly. And it's a high-profile assassination used in a very simple gun that essentially is something like 15th-century technology. This is basically a two-shot hand cannon.
Yep.
With an electrical initiator, which makes it a lot easier to use. But you can't stop this kind of technology. Like I said, anybody with access to hardware stores, what are you going to do? Say you can't have batteries? You can't have electrical switches? Well, switches are easy to make.
Yeah.
You can't have water pipe? You can make a much more effective, belt. You know, a firearm, if you had a welder and used the welder a little bit instead of just threaded water pipe. So, and welders are easy to come by. So this is, when you're trying to control technology like this, you're trying to stop a river, you know, with a water balloon. It doesn't work.
No. Hang on for me right there. This article got published today. It is on the front page right now at amiland.com, along with nearly, well over 2,000 others by Dean. Check that out, amiland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. speaking with Dean Weingarten. And, hey, let's shift over to bear spray.
Oh, yeah, this is a sad case.
Yeah.
I've been following this incident, and I have not written about it before, as I recall. I might have mentioned it. But this is the case where a very experienced and fit 65-year-old woman, Leah Loca, was a world-class bicyclist, and she was on a long bike trip in Montana and had stopped at the village of Ovando, Montana, and it was almost exactly a year ago. It was on July 6, 2021, when she was attacked by a 417-pound grizzly bear while she was in her tent and dragged from her tent and killed. And at the time, I had a confidential source that informed me that while they couldn't prove it, they'd been hearing rumors that she had used bear spray but had been killed anyway. And they were willing to say for certain that she had been known to carry a can of bear spray while she was traveling. And it's bear country, of course. So finally, about just a few days ago, the Interagency Grizzly Bear Committee, who was the lead agency charged with investigating the incident, released the report, the official report. And it's clear she had bear spray, she used bear spray, and it didn't work, and she was killed anyway. What happened is that this bear came into this village, and according to the report, they actually had been doing a pretty good job of keeping attractants and food away. They had an electrical fence installed around their dump to keep bears out of it, and there had been a number of people had been working, and they just didn't have much in the way of food attractants around. But this bear came in. It appears that they were able to do enough DNA testing to know the bear's parents, which had been collared and trapped. Now, the bear hadn't been, but his parents had. And his parents were known for being habituated and raided human food supplies. So it probably learned that from its parents. Now, I haven't seen that in print. I got that from a source, so I can't, you know, say that that is absolutely official. But this bear came into the village at about 3 in the morning on July 6th, a year ago. And the woman who, Leah Loken, was in her tent, and she noticed the bear. It was only a few feet away from the tents at that time. And she yelled, "Bear, bear!" And the people in the other tent, there were only two tents in the area, and they're right in the middle of a building. I mean, they're only 10, 15 feet away from buildings on either side. And the other occupants, the occupants of the other tent was a couple, and they got up and started yelling, "Bear, bear," and they had lights, they made noise, and the bear ambled off. And so they didn't do much more. Now, it was reported that Leah took some food items out of her tent and put them into one of the buildings. But another person I talked to said she couldn't believe that Leah would have taken food into her tent. She was very careful about that. But Leah did take, for certain, bear spray into her tent. And then about an hour later, the bear came back. And the first indication that anybody other than Leah had that it was back was people in the other tent heard something, we don't know exactly what, and looked, and here's a bear stomping up and down at on Leah in the tent. And the man of the couple in the other tent got out bear spray and sprayed from that distance, which was about 20 feet away or so. And then he got out, and then he started dancing on the bear and yelling at it. And the bear left Leah and ambled off. It doesn't appear like it ran away, like, you know, in terrible fright or anything, but it did leave. And so when they investigated, what happened afterwards, we find out, is the bear then went to a chicken coop that was in the village, only a couple hundred, at most a few hundred yards away, and it was predating on that chicken coop while people were responding to Leah being killed. It eventually, when it attacked her, eventually it got a hold of her head and broke her neck and severed her spinal cord. So she died fairly quickly once the bear got a hold of her. But in the meantime, what we find from the report is the safety tab for the bear spray was found inside the tent. The bear spray can was found underneath the tent, but the bear had grabbed Leah and the tent and the sleeping bag and dragged them several feet forward. So what I refer from, or what I infer from that, is that she had the bear spray out of the opening of the tent spraying at the bear when it got a hold of
it. Right.
Because the bear spray can was outside. Well, it didn't get outside going out the back of the tent, so it almost hurt, and there was no report of any bear spray residue inside the tent. So it appears she, and the bear spray can was virtually empty when it was checked by people investigating. Not only that, but the victim, Leah, had a journal, and she, in her journal, she said that 2 days earlier, or just a couple days earlier, she had seen bear sign near one of her camping areas, and that she was practicing accessing the bear spray. So she was relatively recently practiced. So it's hard to say that this person was aware of danger of bears. She'd seen a bear only an hour earlier.
Right.
Had bear spray in her tent. She'd practiced using it. The safety tab was found inside the tent. Empty bear spray can was found outside the tent. It's hard to believe she didn't use the bear spray to attempt to defend herself.
Right.
But it didn't work. And now, I was, from my research into the effectiveness of pistols being used to defend against the bear.
I tell you what, hang on to that thought. We'll pick it up when we get back. This article got published yesterday. It's at Ammoland.com right now as well. In addition to nearly, well, more than 2,000 others by Dean. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is talking about the impact of the assassination of former Japan Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
This attack has had a profound impact on the psyche of the Japanese people. This is a different culture they're not used to, as unfortunately we are.
Speaking at the CIA, Biden labeling the shooting death highly unusual for Japan. The United States is sending more of your tax dollars to Ukraine as it continues to fight off the unprovoked Russian invasion. That means United States has provided more than $7 billion since the beginning of Russia's invasion, a defense official telling CNBC. The U.S. coordinated a $400 million weapons package with Ukrainian officials. This is USA Radio News. Customs and Border Protection announced their investigation found no evidence any illegal immigrants were whipped or struck on horseback by Border Patrol agents in Texas, but they're proposing discipline for the agents for derogatory language and using threats of force to drive illegal immigrants back into the Rio Grande. The June jobs report blows past expectations for the number of jobs added in the month, adding 372,000 jobs. Secretary of Labor Marty Walsh touting the job and wage growth last month.
When I look at this report, I look at some of the positives here, that the private sector employment is back to pre-pandemic level. We're seeing manufacturing back to pre-pandemic level. We saw a good growth in child care workers this month, first time in quite some time. Warehousing, we've seen some growth.
Republicans have argued that inflation remains near 8% in May compared to wage growth at 5.1%. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we're talking about a death that occurred at the with a grisly attack where a female tried to fight a grizzly bear, and is 400 now. I've never been in the presence of a grizzly bear. Is a 417-pound bear pretty big?
It's a big bear.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not as big as the biggest grizzly, but it's big for an interior bear.
Right.
It's good size, fully adult, mature bear. Now, the reason that bears on the coast get so much bigger is they have basically unlimited food supply, usually
right.
In case of
right.
Fish.
Right.
But they don't grow that big on the interior where the food is more restricted. But it's a big bear. I mean, this woman was very slender. I doubt if she went over 110 pounds.
Well, if she was a bike rider, yeah, she was really small.
And she was very athletic. You know, she had won national competitions as a bike rider. You don't do that if you've got hardly any fat on you at all. So I'm sure she was very, very slender. And the pictures I've seen her show that she was. But she was all muscle, too. So that's the other thing. But, you know, when you're being attacked by something roughly four times your size with big teeth and claws and a bad attitude, you don't have much chance hand-to-hand.
Right.
So she was killed, and the report says, and this is the official conclusion of the report, the unfortunate incident appears to have been a predatory attack by the a habituated or food-conditioned bear. Now, most bear, grizzly bear attacks are not predatory. They're not attacking the person for food. Usually, they just have a bad attitude and they're territorial, or maybe they perceive that they need to defend their food or defend their cubs or whatever. But I don't consider those to be justified. I mean, we have cases where grizzly bears attack somebody who's 200 yards away from them, doesn't even know that the grizzly is there until they show up charging. You know, so I don't consider that justified. I don't think any of this is justified because grizzly bears don't care about human legal systems and whether the person is trying to attack them or not. They just mostly go on instinct, and if they think that person, they should attack that person, they just attack.
Right.
And they are, grizzlies have one of the worst attitudes of any animals in the world for unprovokedly attacking humans. Now, that's something that one of the comments in the article said, well, it wasn't an unprovoked attack. She was reported to have had food in her tent previously. Well, if you ever had food in your tent, well, there could be a scent of food in there. So that means the bear was just smelling food, so it was a provoked attack. The presence of food meant that it was provoked. I think that's ludicrous. That's insane. Not only that, but there was food in the pack on her bicycle, only 10 feet away from their tent, and the bear completely ignored the food in the pack on the bicycle.
Right.
That tells me this bear wasn't after food in pack. It was after meat on a body. And that's why the official report also says it was a predatory attack.
Now, right. I got to ask this question, okay? And I ride bikes. And I know how much fun it would be to carry a gun on you riding a bike. However, if you're bike packing, you don't have to have the gun on you. You could have it where you could get to it on the bike, but it doesn't have to be on you. But you know, if once again, here we have an incident where somebody's going into an area or people are going into an area. They know that it's dangerous enough and believe that it's dangerous enough to take bear spray, but it does not occur to them to take a 10-millimeter pistol.
Well, there's been so much hype about how effective bear spray is. I blame the people who have pushed bear spray as being more effective than firearms for defense against bears. And they've done this with bad science and with height because they want to, in my opinion, they have this fantasy that they don't want firearms to be effective, so they've got to come up with a reason to show that it's true. They're not effective. But if you look at what actually happens and you look at real data instead of cherry-picking the data you want, there have now been about 5 people killed who tried to use bear spray as a defense. And it didn't work, and they got killed.
Right.
And then, but I have found, I think I have the compilation of the most documented cases where a pistol was used to defend against the bear. And by that we mean that the pistol was actually fired, or in the case of bear spray, you'd say the bear spray was actually sprayed. And the result. And there's only one case out of about 123 that I've got online so far where somebody got killed. So, and that's over a period of about 130 years. I think the earliest was 1890. And so we've got 120 some cases where a pistol was used, one case where somebody got killed. Bear spray has only been used for maybe 20 years or so. Around 20, let's say. And we have 5 cases where people were killed using it. So I think there's pretty good indication that it doesn't work as well as handgun. But there's this hype out there. You just see it over and over again. And I it's on the net. Not as much now since my research has come out. But it used to be just blatant. People would say, well, it's been scientifically proven that bear spray works much better than handguns, or actually they just say firearms, than firearms for defending against bears. Well, it hasn't been. And we see that handguns are about 98% effective in stopping bear attacks, and you can't say that for bear spray. The only way they came up with a 98% figure for bear spray was anybody who was about when somebody used bear spray to haze a curious bear that wasn't attacking them.
Right, right.
And the bear moved away is then said to be somebody who was there when bear spray was released. Yeah, and they're completely different subsets of data. And then when they looked at firearms to compare them, they only took actual attacks where the bear was attacking somebody. It's a fraudulent comparison. And
yeah.
Tom Smith, who was one of the authors of both studies, said they should never be compared that way.
Well, I want to ask you a couple of questions about that whole supposition and all those presumptions made with that. When we get back, this article is on Ammoland.com right now, probably on the front page. Dean is the biggest writer on the biggest website of its type in the world. And he has well over 2,000 articles there waiting for you. All of them poignant, all of them meaning something today as much as on the day they were written. Check it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. I don't know why I was thinking I was about to go the wrong way, but talking to Dean Weingarten, we've been talking about this incident that took place sometime last year where a bicycle rider, she got killed by a bear, mauled to death by a bear. When did they start deploying bear spray and why? Did they start deploying bear spray? Why did it become a thing where we're going to take an animal and we're going to make it, we're going to try to do something non-lethal about it?
Okay, this is my opinion.
Sure.
But I've read some of the people who were instrumental in developing bear spray and what they were thinking about it. The time they were looking at it was in the 1980s. There were very few. Grizzly bear population at that time was in, I think, a couple hundred or so in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem. And the people who were pushing for more bears, they didn't want them to go extinct in the lower 48. There were bears that were being killed by people in self-defense, and some of them may have been bluff charges. The numbers weren't very many, but there weren't very many bears. And so they said, we've got to find some way to keep bears from being killed and yet allow people to defend themselves. And they came up with the idea of bear spray to be similar to the pepper spray that was used by police or even as postal workers against dogs. And they said, if we can come up with the right spray, then we make humans kind of more like a skunk, and the bear won't want to mess with them, and the pepper spray will drive the bear away without injuring it or killing it. So the purpose for the development of bear spray from the beginning was to protect bears. And the motivation was that there weren't very many bears. But the problem, or not the problem, the way history has evolved, we now have plenty of bears. The bears in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem are now over 700.
Right.
They're overpopulating their range. They're spreading out everywhere else. And there's plenty of bears. The bears are no longer in danger in the lower 48. And there never was a problem with too few black bears. We've always had plenty of black bears.
Right.
And surprisingly, the bear spray seems to work a little bit better on grizzly bears because they're not being predatory most of the time. than it does on black bears. Black bears, the spray doesn't deter them very much. They seem to like shake it off and come back over and over again. Once they have made up their mind that you're a suitable prey, they don't seem easily deterred. And there's lots of black bears out there. Now, right. Fortunately, black bears don't attack people very often. They're far less likely to attack a person than a grizzly bear. Grizzly bears are much more dangerous. They're probably something on the order of 40 or 50 times as dangerous than a black bear. But there's 40 or 50 times as many black bears as there are grizzly bears. So if a black bear doesn't run away from you, be very cautious about it. And if it advances upon you, it's probably very dangerous, and you need to act accordingly.
Right.
Now, the thing that we have found is that handguns seem to be considerably more effective at stopping bear attacks than bear spray does, and a handgun doesn't weigh much more than a good-sized can of bear spray, and it's much easier to practice with, and you can use it a lot more times. You know, it doesn't. You run out of bear spray much more often than you run out of bullets.
Right.
And so a handgun is probably a better defensive tool against bears than bear spray in most situations. I'm not saying that bear spray can't be useful. If you've got a bear that's just, hanging around a camp and doesn't want to go away, bear spray may be enough to harass it and get it to move on. So it can be useful. But
well, okay, let me
if
ask.
If you're saving your life, I'll...
Let me ask you a question about the harassing bear. So, like, if a bear is harassing you in a campsite, and you spray a bear with bear spray, and that doesn't work, and you've sprayed the bear with bear... I mean, if you've sprayed the bear with bear spray, and that's all... How long does bear spray last if you hold it, if you pull it and push that button, and it just goes?
The longest I've heard is about 7 seconds or so.
7 seconds, and then it's empty. So if you use that and it doesn't work, now you got to hope that the bear is like, well, you know, I'm not going to harass this guy anymore. I'm going on somewhere where there's nobody with any of this stuff.
Right. And we have seen several cases where the bear spray fails and then people use firearms as a backup and stop the bear. And there's other problems with bear spray, primarily that in really cold weather or in windy weather, it doesn't work very well.
Yeah.
And you better hope the bear is coming at you against the wind instead of with the wind, because if the wind is blowing from the bear to you, you're as likely to affect yourself as you are the bear.
You won't see the bear as it starts to eat you.
Crosswinds aren't much better.
Yeah.
So if you have a choice to use... to carry a handgun for defense or a bear spray, I think a handgun is a much better choice. And in this case, because Leah Locan had time to get the safety tab off the bear spray and to empty the can, she almost certainly would have had time to use the handgun to shoot at the bear, and there's a much better chance that she would have survived the attack.
Well, you know, I'm just thinking. See, here's the thing. I don't go into the wild, right? The last time I went in the wild, it was under the auspice of the U.S. Army. And they didn't let me take anything with me then, either. But I was with a big group of people. Sometimes I was in armored personnel carriers, so I didn't have to worry about a bear coming at me. Maybe a boar in Europe, but not a bear.
Right.
But I see these people going off on these camping trips and fishing trips and exploring trips, and if I was going to rely on bear spray, I would have a bandolier of bear spray festooned on me. I would have 8 or 9 cans of that stuff.
It's interesting that you say that, because more and more the bear spray proponents are saying, well, you should carry an extra can of bear spray.
Yeah, but I mean, but even then, so let's say I do.
Yeah, I understand. I'm saying you're moving in the direction that they're talking.
Right, but let's say you do use the bear spray and it doesn't work. So you've got both bear spray and a lethal option. You're trying to irritate him to go away and leave you alone. Now you have to shift to lethal force and trauma to get him to go away and leave you alone. Are you going to have enough time to deploy that lethal force, get it up there, and make a hit to where you don't have this 500-pound furry missile hitting you full speed?
Right. It depends on the circumstances. I've seen cases where people did exactly as you described. Some of them, there's more than one person. One person is spraying, the other person has the gun as backup.
Right.
In other cases, the person had both had a bear spray in the left hand and a revolver in the right hand, and when the bear blasted through the bear spray, they shot him with a .357, and that stopped him right there.
Yeah.
So there are ways it can be done, and people, most of this is for legal liability. People don't want to go to jail for killing a grizzly, an endangered species, so-called. And so they take extraordinary measures to protect themselves from legal liability.
I think about is if the grizzlies charge. We're about to run out of time, so we'll have to pick this up next Tuesday. But if the grizzlies charging at me, I'm not worried about liability. I'm just worried about hitting it. Thank you very much for joining me tonight.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. We'll be back again on Monday, and between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been and is always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.